don't know where.
You'll find it close to water.
Uh-huh. But now, do you ever have poison ivy of the vine?
Well, maybe some folks call this.
The cowlitch. I think it's, you know, it sounds like the same thing as what
I imagine it is.
But that's what I want to know, what names you have for it, things like that. Well, what about a bush that has real long, narrow leaves? And it has red berries, sort of hairy-looking berries on it, in a bunch. Let's see if I got a picture here
that will do. Yeah.
That right there.
I don't know.
You ever hear shumac or sumac or something
like
that?
Yeah, shumac.
Shumac? Would it look something like this?
I don't know. I heard my daddy talk about it, but I never did know it.
Okay, that's what I wanted you to know. Let's see. What kind of berries might you pick for eating?
Well, there's a huckleberry, blackberry, and...
Does a huckleberry grow on a bush?
Yeah. And blackberries grows on briars.
Yeah, and a huckleberry sort of blue, little round.
Yeah. Okay. There's the bush huckleberry and, the low, low bushes. Mm-hmm. And then there's bigger trees with huckleberries on them. They call these the ground huckleberries, these low ones.
Uh-huh.
And these others, they call them the bush huckleberry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's what they call the gooseberry.
Is that the same thing?
No. It's the hull on them is thick on what they call a gooseberry.
How big is it?
Oh, it's, I'm that big as the end of my thumb, I reckon.
Pretty big. Well, what do you call have you ever seen this flower right here? It's usually whiter than this picture is. But it has little pink things in it, and the bushes.
Now that's what I call the bush ivy.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be. Well, what about this one down here? Or this is it too. And it has longer. The bush looks a lot like this, but it has longer leaves, and the flowers look like sort of smallish azaleas. Only then they grow in clusters like this.
Yeah.
You ever see those?
Yeah, but I never did know the name of them.
Didn't have a name.
But these houses looks just like that, though.
Okay. And this sometimes is a little bit whiter than this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's white with them little pink dots in it.
Uh-huh. Is it poisonous?
Yeah.
Well,
there it is.
I picked this.
Oh, I used to have bouquets in the house of it.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't get any kind of rash, though, from just picking it. That's what I thought. Okay.
Because we had a calf get drunk on it one time. It eats some of the leaves, and it was as drunk. It couldn't stand up.
Good gracious.
Daddy.
I never tried eating it.
Me either, because Daddy always told us it was poison.
Yeah. Well, what do you call that evergreen tree with the great big, hard green leaves and the big white flowers that smell sweet? Great big white cup-shaped flowers. And it has a long, big, flat leaf like that. Hard like a camellia leaf, only even harder. And they make a real dense shade. I know you know what I mean. And it has a big flower, a great big flower, as big as that. That comes out in a cup, kind of. And it's real sweet smelling. And the flower's white.